America's got a hard on for violence. America got his guard on for violence. He gets aroused at the sight of silence, looking for any opportunity to screw the compliant. Don't deny it. I know you trying, but to say America's always been peaceful? Nah, you lying. And there ain't no denying. Violence penetrated this country deep to its soul. From enslaved Africans, slaughtered Cherokees and Seminoles. Anti-Semitism by those who cannot see Jewish humanity without bullet holes. American internment camps of Japanese American souls. Not Japanese internment camps, by the way. What a difference a name makes, Uncle Sam, but damn, I digress. Because today I'm talking about January 6th. We love violence so much we call today an anniversary while we commemorate 9/11. What we celebrating today? Please tell me. The 50% who don't believe in democracy, the so-called leaders going along with McCarthy's hypocrisy, the lies tuckered into fixed news to legitimate an insurgency, the shattered eye sockets of Capitol security, the barricades erected to stop the cock block of an election, the fact that it came down to the VP for constitutional protection, an ex-president who said he'd fight with the traitors and ran in the opposite direction, the politicians who tried to decertify showing their electoral dysfunction, the way we tried a peaceful power transition and got our face punched in. But damn, I guess in America, this is just how it plays. After all, that man that said, give me liberty or give me death, once owned slaves. The violence is all the rage. Insurrectionists try to take down the world's largest democratic stage. Feces all up on the Senate floor. Urine all up on Congress's doors. That white fluid dripping from their mouths and pores as they salivated over an ex-president bought and paid for. A made-for TV president who they think is heaven sent. So much so that to overthrow the country, they're hell-bent. Senators on both sides running for their lives. America can always stand tall and erect when it's time for freedom to die. What we celebrating? Well, today, I'll celebrate the guards who gave their lives. I'll celebrate those cops who made it home to their partners, husbands, and wives. I'll celebrate those officers who saved congressional lives. I'll celebrate the rest of us in America who believe out of this dust that we will rise. I'll celebrate the arc of the investigations that hopefully bend towards justice. But without federal voting legislation, it could be just us. To stop the ongoing insurrectionist coup attempt without federal help, the onus is on us. I'll celebrate the Joe Madison starving so America can taste democracy once again. I'll celebrate the unfiltered truth seekers who keep it rolling. I'll celebrate journalists who read out loud what we've all been saying. I'll celebrate the Ken and Karen Hunters fighting disinformation. I'll celebrate when we pass the Freedom to Vote Act and John Lewis legislation. I'll celebrate when the insurrectionists can no longer perform and America's promise can take its true form.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.